Grand Gals, share stories from those who are shaping, inspiring, and empowering our community. Let's talk about it. Amanda Gilbert here, founder and artist of Henna Crowns of Courage, joining the show to talk about all things henna. Good morning to you, Amanda.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay. And Megan Sarnacki, producer Megan, take it away with your conversation. Good morning to you.
Thanks, Shelley. All right, Amanda, so take us back to how it all got started. Why did you decide to become a henna artist and create Henna Crowns of Courage in West Michigan?
Wow, that's kind of a deep question, so I'll try and shorten up my conversation here. But I've always been an artist. I've always loved using the art of henna. I guess it started back in 2010 when I was resettling refugees in Grand Rapids is when I first saw the art form, and I absolutely fell in love with it. When I first saw it, I felt like I had done it in a past life. I literally was like, I need to have this on my skin. So I asked one of my friends if I could take a henna kona home with me, and no joke, an hour straight went by and I didn't even lift my head. It was so therapeutic for me, and it was so healing for me. I felt like I was able to slow my breath down and really connect with myself and connect with my body. And I think that that's what I love about this art form, is that it's a tool to be a form of healing. So I loved it not only for myself, but when I started doing it on friends or family, people started opening up to me. People started sharing deeper stories of their lives with me. And I think it's also because most people don't get touch, right? But it's the intentions behind it. And from the beginning, I really wanted, what I loved about this is that my intentions were to use it as a form of ministry, to hold space for people to feel like they can open up with me and share stories with me. So not only is it beautiful that it's, you know, it's not just novelty on the skin, but it's so much deeper than that. It's a 5,000-year-old art form that has so much meaning of protection, blessing, healing. I love that part of it. Mm-hmm.
For those who may not be as familiar with this type of body art, can you tell us more about what this entails and what does henna represent?
So henna, I mean, it goes all the way back to Egypt 5,000 years ago, and it's made from a plant called Lasonia. It's the leaf of the plant that actually stains the skin. I get the plant directly from Rajasthan, India, and I get it in a powdered form. So I actually make it myself. I make it with water, sugar, lavender, essential oil, because it's the safest on the skin. There's lots of henna out there that you have to be careful not to use because there's chemicals in it. You like never buy henna that's shelf stable, never buy henna online. Always buy henna from a professional henna artist like myself, where you know that it's safe, because you're skin is the biggest organ. Whatever you put on it is going in your body. So I like that. That is what henna is. It naturally stains the skin. So it's almost like a berry or beet would stain the skin, but it will like permanently almost stain the skin cell. So you get new skin cells every day. And that's why it lasts up to two weeks, sometimes even longer on certain people. But traditionally, the art form is really meant to be a form of protection. The root word for henna is mehendi, and in Sanskrit, that means inner light. So it's the inner beauty of who you are is being brought onto the skin. It's that source of that gives you joy, right? and so it's meant to remind you that, you know, that beauty of who you are, not what the world says you are, but also to protect you from any evil spirits or, you know, like those negative thoughts that you might have in your head. It's every time you look down at it for the next week or two, you have that mindset to literally manifest what you want, that you have power in your thoughts and your words to speak positive over negative. And that's what with each person I do henna on, I do a personal blessing over them. I remind them of that power, that every time I look at that for the next couple of weeks, they're going to remember to speak positive over negative.
Yes, talking henna and more. The business is Happy Henna. The nonprofit is Henna Crowns of Courage. The guest is Amanda Gilbert, founder and artist of Henna Crowns of Courage, along with producer Megan Sarnacki. The blunt question I have is, it's not permanent, right? Is it?
No, it is not okay, permanent. Well, that's the most beautiful thing about henna is that it is temporary, because it reminds you everything in life is temporary. What you're going through will naturally fade like this art form, but it's there to remind you to, you know, be present and to hold that space. And yeah, that's, it doesn't hurt. It actually goes on like frosting. So
what type of services do you offer at Henna Crowns of Courage?
So Henna Crowns of Courage is actually my nonprofit, but I do have a business called Happy Henna, and the services I do for that are birthday parties, events, private appointments. I also have henna cones that you can actually purchase from me, henna kits. I do courses, so if you want to learn how to do henna, go ahead and get a hold of me and go to my website. It's just happyhenna.com, and you can learn more about the henna courses that I have, as well as if you want to, you know, do this as a business, like, you can get certified, you can work alongside of me, you know, throughout the summer and all of that.
Is every henna design different, or are there certain styles that you design for certain celebrations?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there's so many different, you know, designs and meanings that can go into henna, but what it really represents is the personal meaning for you. So when I'm sitting down with a client, I ask them, like, what are your passions? What are the things that give you joy? Especially with the Henna Crowns clients, with the cancer patients, because I want to remind them of their true identity. Not cancer is not their identity, but to remind them of the things that do bring them joy. So if they want a mountain scene, I'll give them a mountain scene. If they want, you know, a certain flower that reminds them, you know, to breathe, words, affirmations, I love to inscript that into each, you know, person I sit down with.
Part of your nonprofit, you mentioned, also involves doing the henna crowns for cancer patients. Can you take us through the steps of that crowning process?
Yeah, it's so much fun.
That hit a passion point. Good for you.
Yeah, I hear their stories a bit before I meet with them, and then I find a location, I find a photographer, a makeup artist, videographer to share in this process. And so it can take up to a couple hours. I always invite the crownee, is what I call them, the crownee, to bring a friend, a family member, and so that they can, you know, have fun with them. As soon as they get into the location, wherever we're at, I have them sit down, and they are not allowed to get up or look into the mirror until we're completely done. And so I have the makeup artists come and they doll them up. They even put eyebrows, eyelashes on them. Most people don't know that as you go through chemo, you don't just lose, you know, the hair on your head, but throughout your whole body. And there's lots of other elements too that I love to share with people. That's why it's not just, you know, the photos of it. It's the story. You're actually, you know, go to my website, go to our YouTube channel, all of that. We're going to share the full story of what these women actually go through. So once we put the makeup on them, I sit and speak with them a little bit about the meaning of henna and what it represents. And then I do henna elaborate designs, lavender smells, all of this on their heads, on their hands. We're laughing. We're just talking about all the positive things that give them joy, and their family members are there to experience with it. And then right before they get to look in the mirror, I give them a personal blessing. And I speak that positivity, that healing over them, reminding them that they are goddesses, that they're beautiful, and that they have that power to choose love even in the times that are fearful. And and then they get to look in the mirror, and it's one of the coolest experiences to witness, just the joy that they have in their face and the beauty they find. And then we do a little bit of a photo shoot just for them personally. And we have a videographer that's videotaping the whole process. And then in a couple weeks, we get back together with them, and we ask them to share their full story. And so that's something that we are working on as launching a podcast and a YouTube channel. So you guys should be seeing that coming pretty soon. I'm so excited that that's going to be launching.
How do you pick your candidates? Can you nominate someone to be crowned?
So we have on our website an area that if you want to be crowned, you can fill out some information. You'll have to go there. You have to fill out, you know, the your whole story, what type of cancer you have, all of that kind of stuff. So we do have a waiting list. And hopefully, you know, down the road, once we get enough funding, I can do more crowns. But it's my whole mission with this is not to crown everybody. My mission with this is really to bring awareness and to do it well, right? So right now it's just me doing it. And eventually, if I have enough funding to put programs in place where I can get other artists on board, I can get, you know, people certified to work with cancer patients and work alongside me. But as of right now, it's just me doing it.
And for those who want to get involved or learn more about Henna, do you have any upcoming events?
I do. So I have an event August 7th. It's a Wednesday night. It is called Wine and Henna. Mm-hmm. And for $45, you get a glass of wine, you get a henna cone, you get a personal lesson from me, and I give you a personal tattoo. It is at Squibb Coffee and Wine Shop right off Wealthy Street. You have to go to my website to get the ticket. I think I can only have up to 10 people, so make sure you do that before it goes up.
Awesome. All right, we wrap her up. What is the website and how do we make that happen?
So my business website is happyhenna.com. You can, you know, book appointments and get product there from me. And then the nonprofit website is called hennacrownsofcourage.org.
Thank you, Megan Sarnacki, Amanda Gilbert, founder and artist of Henna Crowns of Courage. Happy Henna, doing good things for our community. Take care to you.